Well, hello and welcome to the Monday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 22nd of December, 2025. Now, this should have came out yesterday on Sunday, the 21st, which would have been the winter solstice, the shortest day. But I woke up on Sunday with a really bad neck ache, which led to a headache, which I've only just got rid of. I did do the live stream and I just felt absolutely shattered afterwards. So, apologies for not putting one out last night, but I did want to celebrate or share with you some good news today once I had it confirmed. I say good news, it's good news for me. I have now finished work for 2025. Now, this is a big thing for me. Every job I've ever done, I've sort of worked over Christmas. Even if I've had time off, I've been expected to be on call. So to actually not have any work for the next 2 weeks, for me, is just an amazing thing to get my head round, to be honest with you. It just goes to show how the change in my job that I did this year has made all the difference. I know this is probably a very personal thing, but for me, one of the biggest commodities that we have is time. You can have all the money in the world, but you don't have all the time in the world. So having time off over these 2 weeks, in order to see family, in order to see friends, but also spend time doing the things that we want to do, the things that we enjoy doing, is very, very important to me. And that includes, of course, my gardening, going out in the garden, growing my own food, spending time in the garden. The weather looks like it's going to be good over the next couple of weeks. And in fact, Saturday, I was down on the allotment. It was a beautiful sunny day. It wasn't warm. Well, it wasn't hot, sorry, but it was warm. But the sun was shining and I just had such a lovely time on the allotment. I want more days like that. I've got a few jobs that I want to do here in the kitchen garden, which I will be doing over the next couple of weeks. Things like digging up the rhubarb and splitting it, heading down to the allotment and just tending to a lot of the things that we have going on down there. It's all the sort of things that I want to do over the next couple of weeks, the things that really, really interest me. As I said, time is a commodity that we never have enough of, and we've got to spend it doing the things that we enjoy and with the people we enjoy being around as well. And that for me is what Christmas is all about. Indeed, it is. Now, yesterday I sowed the parsley from this week month's seed pack. Now, parsley is traditionally sown on the shortest day. It is a cold weather crop. It loves growing in the cold weather. I find I get really good results by sowing it at this time of year. Letting it grow, we can harvest it right up till about May before it bolts, which means we can take plenty of harvests when we need it. And if it does get a little bit too big, a little bit too in need of attention, we can cut it down and freeze some of that parsley or save it, dry it, things like that, so it can last a very, very long time. I absolutely love parsley. So to sow it, what I've done is I've just filled a quarter seed tray up with seed compost, sprinkled a few seeds on the top. You can spread the seed sowing out across lots and lots of pots, but whatever you do, it's well worth doing. And then I've just covered that over with some very light sprinkling of seed compost, and I've placed that in my shed. Doesn't really need any heat to germinate at this time of year, but it does need a little bit of protection just to keep it away from the warmest weather. Now, of course, if you haven't got a shed or you haven't got a greenhouse, don't worry, you can still sow it on your kitchen windowsill. It'll grow absolutely fine there. It can grow under grow lights. You could use heated propagators as well. That'll probably speed up germination, but they're not necessarily for parsley. Anyway, once the seed germinates and they grow, you may have to pot them up a few times depending on what you're going to grow them in. I could put mine in directly in the ground. I've got coriander still growing outside in the ground, and parsley you could certainly do the same with as well. But I would keep them in pots. Just keep them potted up. When the roots start coming out the bottom of the pots, pot them up into bigger and bigger pots, and then just keep them growing and harvest the leaves as and when you need them. As easy as that, really easy to grow. Germination will probably take 2 to 3 weeks at this time of year. It will be slow, but be patient and it will be fine. So hopefully you've all sown your parsley. Hopefully you are sowing your parsley. I'd say over the next couple of weeks, there's lots of things that we're going to be doing. I've got a huge list of things that I want to do in the garden and on the allotment. I was down on the allotment on Saturday. The sun was absolutely beautiful down there. It was shining. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't cold. It was just beautiful down on the allotment. And I was down there and I tackled quite a few jobs and I just got the place looking exactly how I like it. It looks amazing. Planted a few new fruit trees, things like that. They've just made it all the more worthwhile. And that's the type of days that I look forward to. Just really when you feel like you feel good for spending time on the allotment or in the kitchen garden. Right. I'm going to wrap this one up. It is a little bit shorter than I would like, but that's because parsley is so easy to grow. And I've got to go on and do tonight's podcast. I will be back on Friday this week. Obviously, Thursday is Christmas Day. I'm not going to interfere with your Christmas Day celebration. So I'm going to do a podcast for you guys on Friday. And I think we're sowing our onion seeds on Boxing Day, that is. So that's something to look forward to. And then, of course, we'll be back on Sunday and back to normal next week. I will, of course, be doing podcasts and everything else throughout this time, as I always, always do. I know everybody is so busy, but trust me, I think it is worthwhile. Well, guys, you take care. Have a very, very happy Christmas. Whatever you make, celebrate. I'm always cautious. I know not everybody celebrates Christmas, but whatever you celebrate, please have a very, very lovely time. Spend it with family, spend it with your friends, spend it doing the things that you enjoy. Bye, guys. Take care. I'll speak to you again on Friday.